How's it going?
Good.
Go.
Okay, so June 17th, we'd like to welcome everybody out to the Box Elder Perry City Flood Control Board. And first of all, we'll ask for public comments. And there's no public here, so we'll move to the discussion items. So, who wants to update item A on the fencing?
Oh, he's got all the fencing stuff. He was waiting on a couple parts and his post pounder. And I would imagine he'll be up there next week and get that done. So, but he's got all the material ready to go. He did tell me.
Okay. All right. And then the report on the pipe fixed by Bucky. He went and looked at it.
Yeah, it was backfilled. But I called him and he said he fixed it a few weeks ago.
And Matt sent an email that said
pictures.
They had pictures and that they had seen it and it was good. So I sent the check to him.
So it is good then?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so then the spring cleaning bids, that'll be Matt. We can wait for him for a minute. How about approving the minutes? Did anybody read through the minutes?
I read through the minutes. Been a while ago. I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes of May
20th. I'll second it.
Okay, motion passes. Okay, do we need roll call vote on that?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
yes.
Yes.
And me, yes. Okay, motion
passes. And me, yes.
And Bryce, yes. Okay. I read them too. They look good. Okay. How about invoice payments?
There's just the two. One for Jones & Associates for $1,373.75. And then mine is $78.38.
Okay, we need a motion for the invoice payment.
I'll make a motion that we pay Jones & Associates the invoice of
$1,373.75.
$78.38.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Yeah.
Okay. Second by Taylor. Roll call. Bryce?
Yes.
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 Me, yes. Okay, motion passes. Okay. Board member items and items for next agenda.
So this came from the state of Utah. They're doing the scheduled inspection of, what is it?
The 3 Mile Creek Dam up there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When is on it? Wednesday, July 2nd at 10:30.
I can be there.
You'll be there? Yeah. Okay.
What are they inspecting?
They just go around and inspect the dam up there.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, see if it's eroded or anything like that.
See if there's any willows and weeds. And
do you need anybody else to be there?
No, I think Zach likes to go when we're up there too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it just says, like, make sure you have keys, proper equipment to gain access. Please review and update as needed your emergency action plan and standard operating plan. Be sure regular maintenance has been performed and be sure that maintenance items for the previous inspection have been addressed. But we did that, I believe.
Yeah.
So
I think we're good and we're going to have them clean it or do something.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got.
Yeah.
Now, what are they saying that we need to do? To be prepared for that?
Just to review your emergency action plan and standard operating plan and to just make sure you can gain access to it and that the regular maintenance has been performed and any previous items have been addressed.
So do you just kind of verbally tell them the action plan?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, is that what we've been doing in the past?
Yeah.
Is that pretty simple?
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Okay.
They probably gave us something we were supposed to do last year.
I think they did, but I think you guys did it.
Yeah, we ought to make sure. Yeah, I think we did it. I did. I think we did it too. So
I can go up and look too. Yeah.
So I think Wednesday, we did July 2nd.
Maybe you had to check on that, make sure that.
Okay, before the 2nd.
Uh-huh. Hey, Matt.
Hey. Sorry.
You're good.
Okay. Any other? So Taylor will handle that on the 2nd.
Yeah.
Any other board member items?
Not that I know of.
No, I don't think so.
The only thing I have is the balances. So in the checking today, there's $26,281.93. And we deposited that money from the levy. So in our savings, we have $135,971.52. And then we also have that CD that's going to mature on July 17th. So we'll have 10 days to either roll that over.
How much is that?
It's around $57,000,
$57,058.
Okay. So do we think we want to leave that in there?
If you guys don't have a meeting next month, you might want to decide that right now.
Yeah. What do you think, Bryce?
I can't see why we wouldn't want to roll it. Well, because I don't think we really need it.
Well, if the only penalty would be the interest for 1 month, so we shouldn't need it in 1 month after July.
Yeah.
So we'll be ahead if we leave it in for 1 month, if we had to get it out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So do we want to vote on that, or should do we just discuss that? Do you think?
I think you can just discuss it. I don't think you have to vote. I think you can just.
Okay. So does everybody feel like we should just?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave it then.
So we'll have $135,000.
We've got $135,971 in the savings.
Yeah, we're not going to need that $58,000.
We shouldn't.
No.
Yeah. Unless Matt needs it, I hope Matt doesn't.
I could use it.
Don't want to let the engineer. Don't want to let the engineer find out we got extra bucks somewhere else.
We can spend it for you.
Yeah.
So Matt, we'll turn the bidding time over to you. We're to your stage.
Okay. We emailed out this bid. You know, that's typically what we do with the small enough project, where we just email out a bid schedule, a bid form, and the plans. This year, we're doing the three district-owned basins. Of course, not Matthias, because we just got done with it. So it was for the Perry Canyon Basin, the Cherry Ridge Basin, and the Evans Canyon Basin. We sent it to, I think, five or six contractors, and we received a bid back from two, from Ormond Construction and from Reeder Excavating. Ormond was low by quite a bit. They've done our job for the past several years. They were at $30,175. And then Reeder was $100,678.
Wow.
My guess is where Reeder hasn't done it before, and they probably maybe
didn't know what they were getting
into. Didn't have a great grasp of the scope of it, I'm guessing.
So you only got two bids back.
So we just got the two, yep.
You said Perry, Canyon, Cherry Ridge, and what was it?
Evans. Yep.
So what were the projects, Matt? What were they?
You're good.
Again?
Perry Canyon, okay. Cherry Ridge, and Evans.
Just cleaning?
Mm-hmm. Just cleaning those up.
So they received a scope of what?
Yeah. I mean, we sent the scope. It was called out on the plans. If Reeder had a lot of questions, they also could have
called you.
Called and asked.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Ormond, their bid came back about where we thought it would, and they done this last several years, so obviously with that big price discrepancy and our familiarity with them, we recommend we award it to Ormond. But
do we want any discussion on that?
I think that's a good idea, and I'd just like to make sure that They won't do it before the 2nd of July, but anything the state tells us about that, I think it should be.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that when their inspection is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll let you know what they say.
When are you thinking, Matt? Like September, August?
We gave them until September. Talking with Steve Orman the other day, he asked if there was a big rush. I said, there's no big rush. I said, you know, just when it works out for you guys, you can fit it in your schedule here in the next, you know, 2 to 3 months.
I think Orman has been good to us.
I do too, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I agree.
Yeah, if there's additional stuff they need to do that we didn't, I guess, have on there, let me know, Taylor.
Okay. All right.
So will you just send out an award letter to them then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like it.
Yep.
Surprised you only had two.
Yeah, you know, last year I think Orman might have been the only one. We did send it to the ones that you guys discussed. And we made a few phone calls, but we just got the two.
That's all you can do.
So. Yep.
Well, Orman's been good to us.
They have. They've done a good job.
Yep.
So
I say we go with it.
I do too.
Okay. Do we need to make a motion for that, Bryce? Probably
wouldn't hurt.
Okay, so we received the two bids from Jones and Associates that Jones sent out in the packet, and Orman came back, and Bucky Reeder, and what were those amounts, Matt?
So, Orman was $30,175, and Reeder was $100,678.
Okay.
So I think we just make a motion to award it to Orman for that $30,175.
Okay, so we need a motion to award the job to Orman. They were the low bidder for $30,175.
$175.
Yeah. Also
moved.
What?
Chris, second? Yeah, I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion from Paul to accept the bid from Orman and a second from Taylor. Motion passes. Roll call, Bryce?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Motion passes. Obviously, you could probably reword it better.
Yeah, it's
fine. Yeah.
We'll make it smooth.
You'll make it smooth. Okay. So, thanks, Matt.
Yeah, we'll let him know. Then get that on schedule.
Bryce will make out the checks, and then
okay.
I'll just leave him here. And
I think I will... I should be home. I'll be there around Thursday morning, and I can swing by, Tyra. So
we'll be closed. So Monday.
Thursday?
Yeah, it's Juneteenth.
Oh, my hell.
Don't be saying things like that. You're being recorded. You don't let your thoughts out of your mind.
I can put that on the record. Dumb. Whatever. Okay. Well, I will try to get there another, maybe Monday.
Monday, I'll be here all next week.
Okay.
Oh, wait, did you guys want to do items for next agenda? We didn't ever say that.
No.
And do you want to have a meeting in July?
What do you have, Matt? Anything?
No, I don't think so. No. Herman will get out there and do these, but I wouldn't have anything to meet about.
So, do we need to... Do we need a motion for? Do we want to keep the meeting on July 15th?
Well, we don't need a motion. We can just cancel it or not do it if we need to.
Does anybody see a need for?
I don't think so.
So I would say we stick with the regular August schedule. We'll skip July.
Okay.
And then we need a motion for adjournment.
You don't want all of them. I'm going to adjourn.
You're good at it.
You better second it.
I'll second it.
You'll be sitting here for a week.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Bryce.
Thanks, Bryce.
Have a good day.
Yep. You too.
Bye.